You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Shopping for a great gift for the guys in your life is hard. Mack Weldon has you covered. From their perfect-fitting underwear and socks with real silver woven into the fabric to keep him cool and fresh all day, to their amazing Ace sweatpants that look so good he can wear them to the office, a gift from Mack Weldon will have him looking and feeling his best. This year, gift-giving for the guys in your life just got solved. Get 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED. That's 20% off at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED.
Most interesting thing in tech is a debate spawned by a proposal from Bernie Sanders. Sanders, who is running for president, has said he wants to spend $150 billion bringing broadband to the parts of the country that don't have it. And this proposal is packaged with a whole bunch of other things. Strong protections for net neutrality, proposals that would make it much more difficult for the broadband industry to continue its path of consolidation that it's been on for a long time, and then big support for municipal broadband programs, you know, where cities lay the fiber optic cables instead of Verizon or Sprint or whoever would do it otherwise. The argument against this is, come on, why does the state have to get involved with this? Let the free market figure it out. That's what America does best. And in fact, free market is what the internet is based upon. The internet should make it much easier for companies to compete with each other. Just let them do what they want to do. Why does the government have to get so heavily involved? Why does it have to micromanage who can lay broadband pipes and then build companies on top of them? The counter is that actually, even if you believe that, the state has a really important role and setting the rules right, so there is actually competition in broadband. In a lot of cities, a lot of regions, there's one broadband provider, right? You might just have Comcast. And if you only have one broadband provider, you know what there isn't there? There's no competition. So the prices are probably bad, and the service is probably bad. A lot of Americans are quite familiar with this. And so the argument is actually, you need the government to mandate competition so that you can have competitive broadband, so you can have universal broadband at good prices. That's the argument that Sanders and others should make. This is a debate that's been going back and forth for 25 years, but this is probably the strongest, most aggressive proposal I've seen on one side of this debate. All right, I hope you have fast broadband so you can stream this without any hiccups, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.